Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the holiday advertising efforts at the end of this last year.
Yes, through new beef recipes, heartwarming holiday beef videos, and the Gift of Flavor digital advertisements, beef was front and center. Beef was promoted as the number one protein of choice for parties, family gatherings, and simple home-cooked meals through the Together We Bring More campaign. Consumers saw Beef It's What's for Dinner ads across connected TV streaming services like Paramount Plus, Disney Plus, as well as traditional TV channels like NBC, ABC, and CBS. Additionally, the ads were seen on YouTube and on Google within consumers' favorite websites and on streaming audio platforms. Consumers were also encouraged to join in the fun on Beef It's What's for Dinner social channels, engaging content around things like Friendsgiving, Hanukkah, and 12 Days of Holiday Sweepstakes allowed followers to win official Beef It's What's for Dinner swag and cookbooks. The campaign shared brand new beef recipes to bring friends and families together. To learn more and to see the holiday ads, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, wild pigs is becoming more and more of a problem throughout the United States as they really impact anyone who eats, wears clothes, or lives in a house. Associate Farm Editor Reagan Kalk had the opportunity to talk with Aaron Sumrall. He's the Director of Outreach, Education, and Research at Pig Brig Trap Systems to tell us a little bit about what these trapping systems have to offer for a variety of operations and properties.
Wild pigs are going to affect everyone that eats, wears clothes, or live in a house. So that's pretty much, I think, everybody out there. And when we start looking at it in the past, and I don't know, a decade or so ago, pigs were largely deemed a wildland or agriculture problem. And basically that's where it ended. And we now know much more about the pig that everybody in that commodity chain is going to be impacted. Yeah, we're going to see those direct impacts at the farm level, where those folks that are out there putting that seed in the ground and raising those cows and busting that ice in the water troughs in the wintertime, they're affected at the direct level. But as that commodity that they're producing progresses down that chain, then everyone is going to be affected by that wild pig.
Sumrall said the pig brig could be a good management tool for producers who have trouble with wild hogs.
Pig brig is something that's unique and innovative to the pig trapping world, pig management option world. And what it is a true multi-catch trap system that allows multiple sounders to enter that trap pretty much at their leisure, where we don't require technology. We don't require staying up all night to watch a gate, to shut a door whenever the pigs go in. We don't require data plans, any of that nature. It's basically a passive catch system that allows just an unbelievable ability to remove large numbers of pigs in a very short period of time.
Sumrall said while producers are impacted at the ground level, because the production of commodities is also impacted by wild pigs, the consumer is also affected as well.
If we choose not to pursue pigs and manage the damage and manage the population that's out there, that pig is not going to say, well, you know, they're not managing us, so we're not going to breed. So that issue is going to continue to expand. That problem is going to continue to increase in significance because many, many other factors that's out there being one predominantly is that as we lose agriculture land to any other area, the land remaining is much more important that it increases productivity, which means the commodity on that land increases value. And we see the damage from pigs following that trend economically. So pretty much everybody out there, if you have the ability to manage your property, you have the ability to decide, do you want native plants and animals on there? Do you want productive agriculture on there? Or do you want an invasive species that's going to wreak havoc every day that they wake up?
For those looking for more information and resources regarding the Pig Brig trapping system, you can go to pigbrig.com. To hear the complete conversation with Aaron Sumrall about Pig Brig and Reagan Kalk, you can go to oklahomafarmreport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.